Have you ever had a day that was truly life-changing? Well, for St. Peter, the humble fisherman from Galilee, that day was with Jesus. It was the first day of the rest of his life. Within that exchange that they had, his life was then imbued with meaning and purpose. On that day, his life was transformed. And it's the kind of life transformation that all of us, I hope, would want to have. And if we follow St. Peter's example, we can have it too. So what happened in today's gospel? First, Jesus pushed Peter out of his comfort zone. And second, Peter stepped into Christ's comfort zone. Our Lord said to him, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Now, Peter was the expert at fishing, not Jesus. Peter knew that you don't catch fish in broad daylight, especially after a night without any catch at all. So what could this carpenter and rabbi tell Peter about catching fish? But Jesus looks at him straight in the eye, invited him, and challenged him. He pushed Peter out of his comfort zone into the deep spiritual water of faith. That's the first part. Put out into the deep and lower your nets. Jesus pushed Peter out of his comfort zone. Now the second part. Peter obeyed. He did what Jesus told him. He didn't obey because he understood. Peter didn't. He did it because he trusted and listened to the one giving the command. Peter let Jesus push him out of his comfort zone. He took the risk of stepping into Christ's comfort zone, saying, "Master, at your command, I will lower the nets. I will do as you will." And that's the formula for Christian transformation: stepping out of ourselves and then stepping into Christ. There's the story of a famous 19th century French acrobat named Blondin, and he stretched a long steel cable across Niagara Falls. During high winds and without a safety net, he walked, he ran, he even danced across the tightrope to the amazement and delight of the large crowd of people who watched. He even took a wheelbarrow full of bricks and pushed it across that tight wire, from one side of the falls all the way to the other. And then he turned to the crowd and asked, "Now, how many of you believe that I could push a person across the wire in a wheelbarrow?" And everyone cheered. And then he asked, "Which one of you would want to volunteer?" Silence. Just silence from the crowd. Not a single person would volunteer to ride in that wheelbarrow and entrust their lives to him. Well, all of us are here today because we profess in Christ Jesus. We put our entire lives and even our afterlives into his hands. And that's called faith. And that's why we come to Mass. But how much have we put that faith into practice? Often we are content to have Jesus just sit in our boat. We hear his teaching, we feel the comfort of his presence, but when he asks something of us, when he pushes us out of our comfort zone, that's when we resist. And that's when we get stuck in our Christian lives. We're content with mediocrity, we're satisfied with our empty nets. But Jesus has more to give us. He wants to fill our nets like he did St. Peter's. He just needs us to trust him a little bit more, to climb into his wheelbarrow, to put out into deep water. And our comfort zone usually has three main areas. One, our relationship with God. Two, our relationships with other people. And three, ourselves. Usually our Lord asks us to put out into deeper water in one area at a time. So what is he pointing you to? In which of those three areas is our Lord perhaps challenging you? Is it your relationship with God? Maybe you've thought in the back of your mind for a long time that you should pray more, or maybe to pray better. Perhaps God has been nudging you to go to confession, and you've been ignoring him. Or perhaps it's your relationship with others. Maybe there's someone in your life that you need to forgive or to ask forgiveness from. Maybe you need to cut off or pull back on a relationship that hasn't been healthy for you. Or perhaps our Lord is asking you to renew a relationship with someone that you've been neglecting or taking for granted. Or maybe it's our own selves. Maybe there's a bad habit that we have, a vice that you want to get rid of. Maybe God is asking you to discipline an area of your life. Whichever it is, Jesus is asking each one of us to put out into deep water, to step out of our comfort zones and to challenge us and to help us grow. You might not understand, but that's okay. We're not alone. Jesus is in our boat as he was with St. Peter, strengthening us. So let us put our faith, our trust in him. Let's give Jesus whatever he asks. Let's let his command transform our lives.